What's up, fuckos? That's a good way to start the episode. I know some people are like, oh, I like the podcast, but you know, why does he swear so much? Fuck you, that's why. Eat a butt. Thank you for listening to the show. If you tuned out already, I don't care. But this is episode 62. I'm sorry, it's been a while. I was being a camp counselor in Kansas. But, you know, if you like the podcast, donate. No, I was a camp counselor in California. What the fuck am I talking about? I was a camp counselor in California for a while. I was, you know, directing comedy, not that big of a deal, but, you know, my back is getting heavy from carrying so much weight of just being funny. God, it's exhausting to be so funny sometimes. It's annoying. But, you know, if you like the show, go ahead and donate to a charity. I don't need it. I need it. I got everything. Well, I need therapy, I need a cheesecake, and I need my girlfriend to come back from Scotland. She's in Scotland, I don't want to talk about it, I just want some cheesecake, okay? But this is episode 62, I mean, there's so much to talk about, but at the same time, you know how you have so much to talk about and you don't know where to start? Let's get into it, dude. I mean, so many people died. So many people. I had two stand-up shows last week, and they were good. They were pretty good. They were both fun. Got some money for it. I think that might be the third and fourth actual, like, gig that I did a show, and they were fun. I really enjoyed it. I actually had three. It was weird because it's an actual show, so you can't, like, do open mic material. You can't try shit out. But I had three different bits that I've never done, only because both sets had to be about 15 to 20 minutes, and I didn't have a lot of material that were good, so I tried out three different bits, and they both worked out. They all worked out good. It was a good set. Had some hecklers. Shut that shit down real quick. Don't talk when I'm talking, old man. It was actually an old woman. I think the first show, an old lady said something, and I don't even know what she said, but I was just like, you know, leave it to me. I got it. I know what I'm doing. And then the second show, no one heckled, but there was a lot of fucking talking in the back. And, you know, what can you do? It's one of those shows. You get those shows. But it was the second show, there was like a loud vent. It was weird. And the audience was weird. I think it's because it was inside. It was up in an attic, basically. It was basically in an attic, but it was a nice attic, you know, where like drinks and stuff were there. And all of my cousins were there. And my girlfriend was there, and some of my friends were there, and some of my family members were there. One of my aunts left midway through my set because I don't think she liked it, but that's okay. That's okay. It is what it is. But no, it was good, and I'm excited. And now I actually have, I think, enough material to do a show at the, what's it called? Fuck, Flappers Comedy Club in California. So once I go back there, I will do a show there. But I'm in Kansas right now, visiting for a little bit because I got to buy a car. Got to buy a vehicle. Vehicle, which is what people say when they get the hiccups, but they're trying to talk about something that drives them around. You guys want to buy a vehicle? Sorry, a vehicle? Stupid joke. One time when I was a couple months ago, probably like last month or something, I don't know, I was, you know, again, camp counseling in California, and I was burping a lot in front of two kids, and one of my kids was like, why do you keep doing that? And the other kid jumped in and goes, it's his anxiety, and now I can't stop thinking about that. Every single time I burp, whether it's about, whether I ate a straight up cans of beans, yeah, I eat cans of beans. You don't eat cans of beans, dude? Whether it's that, whether it's a cake, a cheesecake more specifically, whether I'm talking to a new person, or whether I am just doing nothing. I burp a lot, okay? It's the anxiety. I feel like that should be the front of a poster. You know the poster that's like, I want you to join the military or join the Navy with that American patriotic guy. What's it, Uncle Sam or something like that? I don't know. They should have the same exact poster, but instead of saying, I want you to join the army, it should say, it's his anxiety. In case someone says no to the military. You should join the army, but I... What was that? Oh, sorry. It's my anxiety. Okay, no, don't give him a gun. Don't give him a gun. I thought of a funny idea that, like, what if... I feel like people nowadays, like, millennials nowadays would be awful in the military. Not even millennials. I forgot what the fucking bit was. And it wasn't even a stand-up bit. I just thought about it. And I thought it was funny. But, like, someone that's never been in the military before... Someone who's never been in the military before, doesn't even know what a gun is, doesn't even know what's going on, but he's in the trenches, and he gets in the middle of the, between both of the parties, I guess, both of the sides, the good and the bad. You decide who's on the good and the bad. I don't know. The good America, you know, obviously, we got hamburgers and shit. And then on the bad side, I guess Germany, I don't know. I guess we're not, we haven't forgiven you yet. I don't know. But, so the person that's never been in the military is in the middle between them. And they're like, he's like, wait, guys, time out for a second. I just want to talk. We just need to talk. We just need to talk about our feelings. And then he gets shot and he's like, that wasn't feelings. That cut me, literally, cut me deep. I'm going to die now. But I just want you to know that you're going to get canceled now for shooting me, for shooting a gay man. That's right. You shoot a gay man, you're homophobic. Do you guys remember when Halloween Kills came out and the gay couple that lived in old Michael Myers' house, you know, died, and then everyone thought Michael Myers was homophobic? Remember that? That's so funny to think that any serial killer is homophobic when they just kill people. You know? He just kills. It's in the Halloween title. It's in the title. It's called Halloween Kills, not Halloween Hates Gays. That's so funny. But it was so funny. They were like, don't watch this movie. This Michael Myers is homophobic. This just in, Michael Myers is homophobic because he killed a gay couple. Really? How about, I'm pretty sure he killed a dog. Are we still going to watch him after he killed a dog? Are we still going to watch him after he killed a, I think he killed a kid. He killed firemen. He killed heroes. But, you know, when we kill a couple, that's supposed to even be like, equal to a straight couple. That's where we're like, no. I think it's more homophobic if he saw the gay couple in his house and he's like, you know what? You guys do you, okay? That's, you know how like you're sometimes homophobic when you're trying so hard to not be homophobic? Same with like racism and sexism. You're that if you're trying too hard not to be that. If you just acknowledge the thing and accept it for what it is, then it's part of the society now. Now it's part of, you're humanizing it now. That's why everything should be made fun of, because you're now humanizing it. Don't make fun of me too much, because, you know, I got a soft spot, and I'm like, whoa, take it down a notch. My ex did cheat on me in the past, okay? Don't bring that up. I know you're joking, but, you know, sore sub. It's a sore sub. A substitute teacher who's just like, has pain all over. Hey guys, look who's over here. It's the sore sub. Shut up. Miss Waltzon isn't here today. Let me take your attendance out my back. Clitus? My name's David. I don't give a fuck. My foot hurts. Rachel? She died last week. Cool. I wish I was dead. Samantha? Present. Thank you for speaking when you were spoken to. I'm the sore sub. Sore subject. Well, that's funny. So let me talk about something, because it's been 10 minutes and I haven't talked about shit yet. Me and my girlfriend went to go see the new Elvis movie, and holy shit, I want to be Elvis now. Can I now be Elvis? Can everyone love me? Can people start throwing underwear at me and my mom dies when I'm 23? Can this happen? Can I be an alcoholic with a drug problem and my wife leaves me? Can I have that? Can I live in a hotel in Vegas for 10 years, 5 years. 1, 2, 3 on a county jail. Can't do the impression. I don't give a fuck. But the point is, the guy who can do the impression, Austin Butler, he's an A+. Not only that, he's not an A-plus in the face, but he's also A-plus in the heart, okay? He's definitely going to win. Well, I don't know if he's going to win Best Actor, but he should. He's definitely going to be nominated, I hope. But he was the top five best acting performances I've ever seen. That movie was so good. And it was almost 3 hours long, but it doesn't even feel like it, okay? Because there's so much going on. Don't you hate it when a movie starts and then your body's like, hey, 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 go fucking piss, okay? I hate that shit. My body was fine when we were watching the movie trailers. My body was fine when we were buying the popcorn. But the second the movie kicks in, my dick was like, hey, why don't you dump me out, okay? I got a lot of water in me. I got a lot of your piss. It's your body. I'm the dick, but it's your body. I'm the dick, but if you don't pee, you're the dick. You see what I'm saying? So I had to pee, and then I quickly ran to the bathroom, and I came back, and I said to my girlfriend, I was like, what did I miss? And she goes, nothing. So I ran for nothing. I ran for nothing. Okay, but that movie was so good. Tom Hanks was his manager, Elvis's manager, not actually Elvis's manager, because then the timeline just wouldn't make sense, okay? If Tom Hanks was actually Elvis's manager, that means Tom Hanks is probably like in his 70s, he actually is in his 70s. He's probably just very old, okay? When did Elvis die? In the 60s, 70s? Who's to say? Except, you know, maybe Elvis's parents. Maybe the people that know about Elvis. Maybe people that just know about things, okay? I'm not very cultured. But that movie was so good. I cried twice, even though, spoiler, Elvis is dead, okay? He has left the building. But it was just so good. That movie was so good. I wish there was more music. The only notes I had, and I'm not going to spoil anything, except I'm going to... So, Elvis is dead, right? No, I'm not going to... I'm not... I don't know. Maybe there's a twist ending. Maybe M. Night Shyamalan wrote and directed it. Okay? And fucking... I don't know. Michael Jackson shows up. The only notes I have is that in the first act, the timeline, I just don't understand it because they go back and forth with, like, the present, the past, and the future. And I wasn't getting it, but then you get used to it. It's not all throughout the movie. It was just in the first act where they were switching timelines and stuff. And I kind of got it, kind of didn't. It was kind of like Little Women, the movie Little Women. It was a good movie, but then they jumped back and forth a couple times. And I just didn't understand where a scene was taking place sometimes. So that was the only note. And then sometimes when they're doing like a montage in the movie or someone's just walking somewhere, the music in the background, like part of the soundtrack, is like updated rap music, or they're taking like an old classic rock and roll music and then they're twisting it into a modern day song. I don't know. That happened only twice. And I was like, why? That's a weird music choice. And then the end credit scene, it's an Elvis song, but Eminem is rapping it, which is, you know, I like Eminem, but maybe not for that. Maybe not for that, okay? But besides that, it was very good. It was very fucking good. I'm gonna try to watch it again very soon. The Cuphead Show season 2 is out, and I've reviewed Cuphead Show on an episode beforehand. I haven't finished season 2 yet. I'm on episode 7, but someone go watch that show. Welcome back to Someone Go Watch That Show, where we have the two TV shows, Cuphead Show, The Good Place, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So what we're going to ask from you and the audience is you're going to tell the contestant, what's your name? Timmy. We're going to ask Jeremiah over here what show he should watch, okay? Now, audience, go ahead and shout it out loud. And then the audience shouts out, fucking Friends! That wasn't an option, but I appreciate it. No! Watch Friends! This is someone in the audience. If you guys listening to this episode, if you're not understanding me turning into characters, then maybe we shouldn't be together, okay? Maybe this is a time for us to move on, okay? This is the audience. No! Watch Friends! You don't understand! Gregory started watching it in a couple episodes and he's never seen it before because the fandom is really annoying, so that's why he was avoiding it his whole life, but he watched a couple episodes and they're actually really funny. Watch Friends! Okay, I was hearing Cuphead show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's no, fuck you. You don't understand, contestant and narrator. Friends is changing my life. And no one ever told you life was gonna be this way, okay? Okay, what I'm hearing is a Cuphead show. So, Jeremiah, my name is Timmy. You remember this? I don't give a fuck. So, they're saying you should watch the Cuphead show. No, I was actually hearing friends. Well, you were hearing shit because you can't hear, okay? You're old. What? I had to break it to you, Jeremiah, but you're like 85. What? Yeah, even your voice is 85. But, you know, go watch the Cuphead show, okay? Now, the next segment of this show... is that we're going to show you a clip of Cuphead show, and you're going to say whether or not you think you should watch it. You think you should finish it. Now remember, there's only one correct answer, okay? Whether you think you should or whether you think you shouldn't finish the episode. So here's a clip. I'll explain the clip for you guys listening to the podcast. There was a joke in it. I think in episode one, I'm not spoiling the scenario, I'm just spoiling a joke, which is fine because, God, it's just so funny. But there's a joke in season 2, episode 1, where the two Cupheads, if you haven't seen the show, there's two, it's very like, I explained this before in a past episode about season 1, but the animation is very like old Mickey Mouse. You know, before Mickey Mouse was, like, doing blackface and stuff, before he got canceled, okay? Before he was beloved, before he was loved by America because he did blackface. Classic. But it reminds you, it's, like, very vintage, and it's G-rated comedy. It's just very well done, and it's so entertaining. But there's a joke in season 2, episode 1, where the two Cupheads, they're brothers, one says to the other, I think Cuphead... says something, he was whispering something. He was just like, what if we, what if we do that? And the other Cuphead goes, what does that even mean? And then the first Cuphead goes, whispering it, he goes, I have no idea. He does it way better, I'm butchering the joke. But the point is, like, the cadence, the way he said, I have no idea, it's like it was still a secret, but it's not a secret because he doesn't even know what he's saying, okay? Now we're going to cut back to the original show. So, Jeremiah, now that you saw the clip of that funny joke that Gregory fucked up, what do you want to do? Watch it or not? Now remember, and I'm holding a gun to your head, there is only one correct answer. I would like to watch it. That is a correct answer. Ding, ding, ding. Audience member in the back in the audience. No, watch Friends. The... announcer. All right, someone get him out of here. I'm waving a gun at him. Someone get him out of here. He keeps suggesting friends, okay? But thank you guys for listening, watching this show. Tune in next week when we talk about the TV shows Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, or another one. We don't know. Okay, thank you again. So that bit went too on. Let me take that again. Take two. Sorry, can we roll the lights again? Sorry, can roll the lights. Can we roll the camera, start the lights up again, slate it in action? Okay, so that bit went on for way too long. But yeah, watch the Cuphead show season 2. Definitely watch Elvis. There's a few other movies and TV shows that are like in my watch list. I need to watch The Black Phone. I need to watch, what was the other one? I needed to watch Nope. Nope is good. There was another show. There was another movie. Fudge, what was it? I just showed my brother and my sister Last Night in Soho, which I've given my review for that movie as well. They really liked it. My sister said that there was no specific scene that stood out, but it was still enjoyable. Which I kind of agree. There's really no specific scene that stands out. My brother missed the first half an hour of the movie, and then he was still really into it. He was like 5 minutes in. Well, 5 minutes into him watching it, not 5 minutes into the movie. But 5 minutes into him watching it, he was just like, dude, I really like this. And it's good. It's good, dude. Go watch it. I'm not going to, I think I've explained it before what the movie's about. Or, you know, you can do some work as well. You can put in some work, okay? What are you, a man now? Okay? Are you a grown-ass man? Because you ain't doing shit. Okay? Put in the work. Just go Google what it's about. And it's, I don't know, man. It's been good. I had a, back at camp, I had the funniest kids back at camp. I had a kid that wanted to suck my toes for a dollar. And I didn't have a dollar. I even told him that. I'm like, I don't carry around cash. He was just like, you know what? Scratch that. Can I just suck your toes? I'm like, do you think you can suck my toes? He's like, can I suck them or not? He was very funny. He was one of the kids I was helping write like a stand-up set for a week. And basically what my job was at camp is Monday through Thursday, I would teach a small group of kids stand-up comedy, improv comedy, and sketch comedy. Then when Friday came, they performed one of those in front of the camp, okay? They can write a stand-up set, they can play an improv game, or they can write a sketch, and then they can act it out. So on Mondays, I would teach my kids about stand-up comedy. And the same kid that was like, I'll suck your toe for a dollar, he was in one of my weeks. He was there for a week in my specialty or whatever, in the teaching of comedy. And we have to brainstorm ideas. It's weird because most of stand-up comedy writing, well, not most of it, all of it, before you perform it, is just brainstorming ideas, then writing it down, then realizing that's stupid, then fixing it. Then it's a lot. But we were just brainstorming ideas, and we kind of have to sometimes cross the line in order to bring the line back to where it's supposed to be. Because it's a kids camp. So whatever bit or joke they come up with, it has to be camp appropriate or kid appropriate. And so we would have to go above the line a little bit to be like, okay, maybe we can't do that, but we can talk about this instead. That has to, you know, something like that. And that same kid, I don't want to say his name, but let's say his name is Dave, because, you know, that's his name. The same kid, Dave, who was, you know, like, can I suck your toes for a dollar? That guy. He was writing a stand-up set, and he was trying to think of ideas, and there was, like, a silence, and he was just like, can I talk about the time I peed in my mouth? And I looked at him, you know, as one does when someone says something like that. I looked at him like I was looking at a flat tire, and I've never known how to fix a flat tire. I finally figured it out. But imagine you see a flat tire for the first time, okay? A flat tire, you're on the road, taking a field trip, very nice. And then kaboom, ba-boom, ba-ba-ba-boom. Your tire starts beatboxing, okay? But you realize it's not actually beatboxing. It's flat, okay? It's flat-chested, okay? It's the complete opposite of Lizzo, okay? There's not enough going on. So you get out of your car, and you see the flat tire, and you're like, huh, what's going on? And that's the face I was making. You know how, like, when your head's tilted a little bit and you're squinting your eyes? I'm not racist, but you know, you're squinting your eyes, and your head is tilted, and you're trying to look at it kind of like a puzzle that you're trying to figure out where the last couple pieces go. You're looking at this flat tire, and you're like, why did this happen? I made that face and I said that thought once my kid said, can I talk about the time I peed in my mouth? I was going, why did this happen? How did we get here? What's it all about? I got very introspective when he said that. I'm like, I know he didn't say anything deep, but I started thinking some deep stuff, okay? I was just like, huh. I don't know if I'm supposed to be here. Is life even life, you know? Hey, can I talk about the one time I peed in my mouth? What is a God? You know? Hey, can I talk about the one time I peed in my mouth? I think love died. I think comedy died. I think humanity died. I think the good citizens in life died. I think beauty died. I think everything's dead. Hey, can I talk about the one time I peed in my mouth? I'm going to kill myself. And the world will continue spinning. No one will care. Hey, can I talk about the one time I peed in my mouth? I think we're all going to die in like 5 years because global warming is happening and no one is picking up trash. Okay? No one's giving a shit about turning on lights. No one's conserving energy. Hey, can I talk about the one time I peed in my mouth? I'm going now. And I wish you all a very, very farewell. You just start quoting Lord of the Rings when Bilbo, you know, disappears. That's a very niche joke that only people that seen Lord of the Rings would get. It's okay. The point is, he couldn't talk about peeing in his mouth because no one wants to hear a kid talk about peeing in his mouth, okay? That means we are giving the audience listening to that joke is now envisioning a boy dick inside a boy mouth taking a boy piss and swallowing it, maybe? But instead of shutting it down immediately, instead of saying like, I eventually did say, do you think we can talk about that? And then he goes, I don't know, that's why I'm asking. No, bitch, nah. However, maybe you can tell me how it happened and then we can like PG it up. And he goes, okay, well, one time I was peeing in my mouth. No, that's not how he started it. He goes, one time I was on the stall and I had to tie my shoe and my pants were down because I was taking a dump. And as I was tying my shoe, you know, I got, you know, when you're sitting down on a stall or just sitting down and you bend over to tie your shoe, if you're a guy, your mouth and your, you know, your third leg is pretty close to each other. And when he went down to bend his shoe, oopsie daisy, he might have got something in his mouth. And so he told me the story and I interrupted him kind of midway through because I knew where it was going. And then I stopped him and I go, we can't do that. It's funny. And maybe outside of camp, we can fix it and we can explain it more that it is funny. But inside camp, it's a big no-no, my guy. Okay. Welcome back to It's a Big No-No. We got the fan from previously who was yelling out Friends show, even though Friends was not an option between the Cuphead show, The Good Place, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But he did say the Friends thing. So he's going to be joining us in this episode. So, buddy, what was your name? Franklin. We're going to call you Jeremiah previously, okay? I call everybody Jeremiah. So Jeremiah, my name is Franklin. Jeremiah, why are you here? Well, I was picked. Yeah, but we don't want you here and we think what you were shouting is fucked up. So this show is all about admitting to yourself that you fucked up. So did you fuck up? Well, I really like the show Friends and I thought, you know, me saying Gregory has seen a few episodes now and it's changing his life, but he only stopped watching it because of the fandom and the fandom is really annoying and I was basically saying that, and I just think it's a good show. It is a good show. It is a good show. But you do admit that you were wrong for shouting it out because those were not that wasn't the option of the three shows I listed. You're right. I apologize. You know what you have to do now? I got to pee in my mouth. You got to pee in your mouth. You got to pee in your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, say it with me. He's going to pee in his mouth. Thank you all for joining in. I appreciate it. There was noises. Someone was going to the bathroom or something. I don't know. There's noises. So yeah, go watch the Elvis movie. It's very good. Nobody pees in their mouth, at least not to my knowledge. That might have been a deleted scene or like an alternate ending when he was like, wise men say, and he takes his dick out of his mouth. Only fools rush in. This is not about his love life. This is about him actually rushing to actually pee in his mouth. But I can't help. He's talking about the pee in his mouth. Falling in love with you. That part, that very moment, he's singing to his dick. Shall I? I stay? Would it be a sin? He's talking about, would it be a sin to actually continue peeing in his mouth? But I can help falling in love with you. He's talking about falling in love with his pee that's coming out of his penis. That's really weird. Like a river flows. It's a good metaphor. Like the piss is flowing out of his dick, a river flowing surely to the sea. Surely to the... actually, that's surely to the stream of the toilet. Darling, so it goes. Goes down the toilet, but actually it's going up in his mouth. Some things were meant to be. He's saying that piss belongs in his mouth. Take my hand and put it in his dick, but actually I had to cut that line. Cut that, whoops, whoops, whoops. Take my whole life too. He really likes his pee. But I can't help falling in love with you. You guys get it? You guys get it? Falling in love with you. It's weird how I can do the run a little bit, like I got diarrhea, but I can't like keep a note for a while. It's that deviated septum, bitch. It's that fucked up nose, bitch. Elvis movie's really good, though. Watch that. No one pees in their mouth. What else is going on? Because I was the comedy director, any single time a different counselor or a different kid passed me and they knew I was the comedy director, they would be like, hey, tell me a joke. And one time, I was with my kids who was doing comedy. I think there were two boys... one boy and two girls there, and a counselor with another group of kids walked by, and they were like, hey, comedy, tell me a joke. And one of my girls in my specialty, in the comedy specialty, a female counselor said, hey, tell me a joke. And one of my female campers said, the fact that you're a woman, boom. The fact that you're a woman coming out of a woman's mouth and sending it to another woman. So funny. She didn't even have time to think. She was so funny. The fact that you're a woman. So funny. So funny. And then like a couple days later after that, we were writing some stand-up thing. And then that same person in my specialty, she goes... If you ask me, I don't think women should be allowed to vote. It's so funny, dude. Oh, man. Kids are funny, dude. I had a kid. Let's say his name was Sebastian. He was a little Mexican boy. And I'm only saying Mexican boy because I'm gonna do an accent. And I don't want you people to think to be like, oh, is he doing a really bad Jamaican accent? No. It's a Mexican accent. That was not. But let's say his name is Sebastian. And the week before, he was in my cabin, okay? I watch every week, me and another counselor, we watch about 10 or 11 kids in a cabin. And the week before, this kid, Sebastian, was in my cabin. He was very cute. And then the week later, he was not in my cabin, but he was still at camp. I had totally new, different sets of kids in my cabin. Sebastian came over to my cabin. And he goes, I'm going to be in your cabin again this week. I'm going to be in... Wait, let me try to do the accent. I'm going to be in your cabin. Can't really do it. I'm going to be in your cabin. All right, sorry. Let's just go through all of the accents I can do until I get canceled. Welcome back to Is He Gonna Get Canceled? Okay, so he was in... I've done too many bits of too many shows. So Sebastian was now in my... cabin. He goes, I'm gonna be in your cabin this week. And I go, oh no, Sebastian, you can't be in my cabin. Sebastian, you're not my cabin this week. And he looks at me very ominously and he goes, who's Sebastian? And he was the youngest kid at camp. He was like 6, but he goes, who's Sebastian? It was so funny. When camp was actually happening, I went to Disneyland with my girlfriend and some other people. It was so fun. Me and my girlfriend went on this the Little Mermaid ride at Disneyland. And it's not supposed to be like an up and down roller coaster. It's just supposed to be like a, you're just like in the seat that's like a shell. That's like a clam. Because you know it's water related. It's fish, whatever. And you're kind of just watching the story of Little Mermaid through different segments. Like you go at one spot and you'll see Sebastian the crab. Wow, speaking of Sebastian, you'll see him start singing, the seaweed is always greener at somebody else's land. I'm pretty sure he's talking about peeing in his mouth, but we can ignore that. But then you go into like Ursula's, the villain. And she's like, poor unfortunate souls, which I think that song she's talking about when she peed in someone else's mouth. So sad. And then you see at the very end when the Little Mermaid, Ariel, and the prince got married, and it's very cute. Under the sea. And it's just very cute. It was very cute, and I actually liked it. It was very enjoyable. Nothing happened in that roller coaster. Like, it's not a really up and down. It's not even a roller coaster, I would say. It's just like a little ride that's very cute. And that's all it was. It was very cute, okay? So leave me the fuck alone before I say it again, okay? It was very cute. We went on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride fucking drunk as shit, dude. It was so funny. We had 2 drinks in our hand and we were walking towards the ride, okay? And we knew, or we had a feeling, me and my girlfriend, that we couldn't bring the drinks inside the ride with us. So we were double fisting it, okay? And I don't mean to say that because we're in a relationship. We're very happy together. I don't mean that because this is a public thing. I'm saying we're holding 2 drinks double fisting. I don't mean we're double fisting each other. We're drinking the drinks. We're double fisting it, okay? We're like putting our dicks in. Well, my dick, not dick. who am I? You know what I mean? But anyways, we were drinking 2 drinks. I think it was like a Corona and like a strawberry something, margarita or something that were very fucking good. But we were chugging them as we were going into the Guardians of the Galaxy line. We finished it. All of the alcohol hit us quickly. We got into the ride. We were sitting next to strangers. And the ride, I don't know if you've ever been to the Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disneyland, but the fucking thing goes like up and down. It like drops you very low, very quickly, and it brings you back up very fast. It's awesome, but it's scary as shit. But my girlfriend was held a stranger's hand because she was so nervous. I think actually the stranger was like holding her hand at first and then she was like, yeah, give me your fucking hand. We can't do this. If we're going down, we're going down together. Except it wasn't the Titanic. It was a fucking roller coaster. Not even a roller coaster, just an up and down fucking thing, you know? Up and down. Up and down. Kind of like life. I think the whole thing was a metaphor for life. You know, you drink before you enter life, and then you get so fucked up on alcohol, all you focus on is how bad the ups and downs are. But you're not alone, because you're with a stranger that's sitting next to you, and you're squeezing her goddamn hand, okay? You're squeezing her hand like you're gonna die. You're squeezing her hand like she's the one that got you pregnant and now you're going through the pregnancy, okay? You're squeezing her goddamn hand, okay? It was very fun. And then we also went to Universal Studios. I mean, we did a lot more in Disneyland, but that was like the key things I remember. We had some good pasta. We went to Universal Studios and I'm trying to think of what we did because I'm mixing it up. Oh, we went on the Harry Potter ride. And I've been at Universal Studios before, but there's a Harry Potter ride that kind of goes through the storyline of, or not the storyline, yeah, I guess the storyline of Harry Potter or something like that. And there's a part when you're on the roller coaster and you see this big ass spider in front of you, okay? And I hate spiders. Let me add to that. I hate big ass Spidos, okay? And this Spido, I know it's fake and it's just a toy and it's not even moving, but there's a sound effect that's like really close to your ear. That's like a... And I hate that shit, okay? If you would ask me if I can move in with a mouse, I would say no. You know why? Because I know this fucking mouse is gonna wake up at 2 a.m. It's gonna need a glass of milk, a block of cheese, and it's gonna watch some Ratatouille, okay? And then it's gonna run back downstairs, get back in bed. We're gonna share a bed, obviously, okay? Because we don't have a lot of money and it's a studio, okay? We're living in fucking New York, okay? I gotta have a mouse. He's gotta pay half of the rent, okay? But the noise is gonna get to me, okay? And it's gonna piss me the fuck off. So the noise was like that. The spider noise was like that. And I closed my eyes. And I think I told my girlfriend and then the other people that I closed my eyes. So we had to do it again. We had to do it again. Okay? Because I didn't want to close my eyes. And then I didn't. And it was fun. It was fun. We went to another Harry Potter ride that wasn't as exciting. It was still fun, but it just wasn't as good as the first one. We went to a Jurassic Park ride, which was very fun. We got wet in the game in the Jurassic Park ride. I want you guys to stop thinking of dirty thoughts when I say we got wet. It's my anxiety. It's his anxiety. That was funny. And then we got lit there. Drunk there. We got on the mummy ride, which was fun. We got on the Transformers ride, which was so fucking fun. I loved it. It was one of my favorite ones. It was so cool. We got on some other stuff, but dude, it was just fun. I had a good time, man. But it's tough too because I had a lot going on. Good stuff happened at camp and then stuff happened after camp. But I explained everything. I explained not everything, but like everything that can come to mind. And a lot of other stuff happened too, but I just can't think of it all at once. So I might just like end it there. What's another thing? During camp on a night off, I went to a camp counselor's birthday party and a lot of other counselors did. And I threw up twice. So that was fun. I threw up. My girlfriend and our friend or a different counselor cleaned it up. I was throwing up as I was going to the bathroom. Like, you know how you close your mouth when something dreadful happens? I was throwing up through my fingers to the bathroom. I missed the sink, hit the floor as they were cleaning it up. Beautiful people. I love them dearly. Probably my girlfriend more than the counselor. But they were both very nice for cleaning it up. Instead of having fun, they get golden medals. I know that doesn't do shit because the golden medal is not shit. And actually, what was more shitty than a fake golden medal is the fact that I threw up on the floor. Don't remember a lot of that night. And when I came back, I do remember this. When I came back to camp, I was heading to bed and I threw up again. Ah. Which was the sound I made after I threw up. Ah. I sound like the sensei from Kung Fu Panda. You know, like that little Toto with the shell and the stick? When he kind of talks like this a little bit. I can't do that, but he's very old. I sound like him coming. Ah. Which is what I sounded like when I threw up twice. So that was fun. And I also think that was the very first time I've thrown up drinking. You know? I've blacked out before, which I wish I was doing. Also, that same night, I had peanut butter pizza, and that shit is fucking gross, okay? You've heard of pizza, right? Which is good. You've heard of peanut butter, which is good. How about put them together? Fuck no, baby. That shit be gross. You've heard of popcorn, it's good. You've heard of jalapenos, it's good. Put them together, it's still very good. But pizza, you know, everyone talks about how like pineapple does not go on pizza. You know what doesn't go on pizza?
Peanut butter. Peanut butter belongs nowhere. Peanut butter does not belong on pizza. Where it belongs is the garbage. The Italian trash. The garbage.
So if you're taking anything away from this episode, is that I have anxiety, number one. I want a cheesecake, number two. Don't have pizza and peanut butter, number three. And number four, stay in school. Don't do drugs unless you want to do drugs. Okay, so we're going to end it on that, I think. So, I know it has been a while. I know I was gone for a while not doing an episode, but I'm going to try to post now as much as I can, once a week. That's the goal. If that doesn't happen, you know, who gives a fuck? But thank you guys for listening so much to episode 62 of Whipsnap. So I appreciate it. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. All right. Adios, guys. Peace. Peace, love, and nunchucks. Bye.